Blackstone Audio presents Angels of Vengeance by John Birmingham. This book is read by Tom Weiner. For Jane, beside every great man, well, I'm not that great, but she is, and she's always there beside me. 1. Former Uruguayan-Argentinian border region, South American Federation. Staff Sergeant Michelle Royce of the United States Army's much-diminished 160th Special Operations Aviation Battalion scanned the northern banks of the River Delta as the Black Hawk pounded up the narrowing channel over dark, choppy waters. Through her night-vision goggles, the slightly fuzzy green imagery of heavily wooded banks was blurred even further by the shuddering of the helicopter as it roared along above the wavetops. A solid nor'easter was blowing directly up the mouth of the river, adding an extra 30 knots to their airspeed, but demanding extreme levels of concentration from Captain Tim Lindell and his co-pilot as they guided the chopper through hostile, if poorly guarded, airspace. Far behind them, no one paid their improvised helicopter carrier much mind, a battered and rusty container vessel salvaged from Mexico. Royce didn't like to ponder on what would have happened if the vessel had been detected by the South American Federation Navy.
"Hey, probably not much to worry about," she consoled herself. "It's just a paper navy at best, with most of their top ships laid up in docks, rusting away. A bit like the U.S. Navy nowadays," she thought, with grim humor.
Lindell had not spoken for 5 minutes, which still made him a hell of a lot chattier than their passenger, the spook. Michelle knew the woman had to be a spook, because in spite of the faded, summer-weight BDU she wore, the kit they had loaded for her was all high-spec, exotic stuff. The sort of gear the military simply couldn't.